Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks, to Hamp's Corner of America, a corner where your host, Codis Hampton II, hangs out with notable guests, discussing topics of interest to you and yours. Milwaukee's 13th and Juno is where our host grew up, where his creativity and his imagination originated. Hamp's Corner of America is where we discuss, debate, and innovate. In the end, we will all leave with a sense of purpose. So come on, hang out with us. And now your host, Codis Hampton II.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hamp. Here at the corner, we're pleased that you're taking the time to check us out. We are old school here, without disregarding the contributions of hip-hop to our current state of being. You will find that we often refer back to our past, as we do believe that if you do not know where you came from, you most certainly will not get to where you want to go. It is our hope that you will hang with us and our guest of the hour, and even contribute to the discussion, so that we may leave here having gained, or at the very least, enhanced our perspective on the topics of today. And by all means, have fun while doing so. Without further ado, let's get deep into it. Hello, hello, hello again, folks. Welcome to our show. I'm so glad you're here to hang with me on my corner. Spring officially arrives Monday, but this show is about political protest songs. It comes from some of our most and thoughtful artists in Marvin Gaye and Curtis Mayfield. Then there are two ladies who know how to build out a love story song in Aretha Franklin and Gladys Knight. Well, Trump is finding that Americans are not as stupid as he seems to think we are. Democrats and independents love our country just as much as anybody else. We care for our fellow man, want freedom and equality for everybody. Those are the themes for today's show. Now, that's what's really up. Without further ado, let's get right into it. It's time for Hamp's selection from his collection of Soul Jazz Music, Volume 29. We will begin with the man I call the Rhythm Philosopher. He is the late, great Curtis Mayfield. You may know him from the song Superfly. But Curtis recorded a number of protests or social commentary songs. In this set, we will play three of his cuts back to back. The first is entitled Choice of Colors, followed by Hard Times, ending with the aforementioned Superfly. Get it right, Curtis, get it right. Listen to the words of these songs, my people, and we shall see what the heck is going on in today's world. It's not so much different from back in the day, today. So here we are, Choice of Colors, Hard Times, and Superfly. Let's get it going. Choice of Colors up first.
If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you loved your black preacher? your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin. People must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you held your white teacher?
Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brother?
Hard times.
House, I see like me another. familiar face, no creed and race, a brother. But to my surprise, I found another man corrupt. Although he be my brother, he wants to hold me. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times. There's no love to be found. Having hard times in this crazy town. Having hard times. There's no love to be found.
Superfly. Some of these little young dudes out here in these streets, you listen to that song, all they're doing is trying to get over. Here's a treat from Marvin Gaye. He calls it Praise. All right, how about a love story song from Aretha Franklin? Here she is singing Natural Woman, Aretha. Yes, baby.
Out on the morning rain.
You?
I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day. You
Here's one I just added to this show. It's a commentary on parental relationship. It's called Daddy Could Swear, I Declare. Miss Gladys Knight and her pips.
Some of the same thing, honey. Hey, you know, as I look out at this audience, I do see a lot of happy-looking people. And that's probably because most of you are with someone you love. Well, hey, you know, everybody's on a nostalgia kick today, right?
All right, we're going to cut it off. We'll get back to it. We end this set with the artist we started with, and Curtis Mayfield. He makes a declarative statement with this song during a period when some was asking that American black people go back to Africa, they say. This song is simply called This Is My Country by Curtis Mayfield.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. to say it's my country. Before they give in,
they'd rather fuss and fight
than say it's my country. I paid 300 years or more of slave driving sweat and wealth on my back. This is my country. Doo-doo-doo. Protecting my pride for me to go second class. We've survived the hard blow, and I want you to know that you'll face us at last. And I know you will give consideration. Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation? This is my country. And I know you will give consideration. Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation? This is my country. Doo-doo-doo.
Are you feeling me now? Can you hear me now? Is what I want to know. I hope so. Yeah, all right. Let's take a short break here. This program is brought to you by Hamp's Corner of America parent company, the Chill Group. You can check us out at www.chiia.com, where you will also find how to order my latest book entitled Remembering Mars, Gracie and John Hampton's Firstborn. How many times have you been told that a black father is not a member of the household? This book is about a black man, his roots, his upbringing, and subsequently his performance as head of the household. It's about the love and respect he exhibited, as well as receiving the same from everybody that met him. The book is much more than just a father-children relationship. It's a roadmap to parenting for all people. Remembering Mars is available worldwide in paperback, hardcover, and ebook formats at OutskirtsPress.com, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Published back in October of 23rd, it is also noted on the United Kingdom's iAuthor book site at www.iauthor.uk.com. For you Apple users, the book is available in an iPad, iPhone format at your Apple Internet distributors. More about that and other availabilities, where you can also find my blogs on a regular basis at https://katararhythm, that's one word, katararhythm.wordpress.com. That's katara.wordpress.com. And for an update on my new book, I will get it to the publishers by late April. That means it will probably be released in June. I know one thing, I'm having fun writing it. There will also be so many twists and turns in this storyline. You will understand once you read it. I'm going to give my listeners a chance to get a free copy simply by calling in to the show. Stay tuned for further details. Updates on that. All right, here is one of our feature artists, Marvin Gaye, with two of his cuts back to back, talking about our social environment. The first is called God is Love, followed by
Inner City Blues. Here's my man, Marvin Gaye, with God is Love.
Natural, fact is,
All right, it's the rhythm philosopher in the form of Curtis Mayfield. He's talking about that degenerate sneaking around in the back alleys of the hood. You may recognize him by the name Folks, and Curtis simply called him Pusher Man.
Thank you. train to catch, and I sure don't want to miss it. See, I had a friend who was having some problems, you know. I told him I was going to Georgia and talk to my daddy about it. Here's the way the conversation started, and went,
L.A. proved too much for the man.
Too much for the man. He couldn't make it.
So he's leaving tonight. He's come to know.
He's
going back to mine.
Going back to mine.
Ooh, what's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train in Georgia.
On the midnight train.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Said he's going back.
Going back to
mine. To
I'm
my love stronger than before. I know flowers grow from rain, but how can love grow from pain? Ain't that peculiar? A peculiarity? Ain't that peculiar, baby?
makes my love stronger than before. I know.